Morning, the open meeting of the Federal Election Committee Federal Election Commission. For the 31st of August 2022, will come to order. Jeff Mate submitted documents. Madam Vice Chair.
Good morning. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the Commission may consider the late submission of agenda documents number 22-41-A1 and 22-42-A1.
Thank you, ma'am. The Vice Chair has so moved. Any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you very much. The first matter for our consideration this morning is Draft Advisory Opinion 2022-11, the State Democracy Defenders PAC. We have Mr. Birkin for the requester and Ms. Wallstrike of the Office of General Counsel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, commissioners. Good
morning.
Agenda document 22-43-A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by State Democracy Defenders PAC, a non-connected political committee that holds both contribution and non-contribution accounts. The requester proposes to ask state party committees and their chairs to solicit unlimited funds for the PAC's non-contribution account and asks whether this is permissible under the Act and Commission regulations. The draft concludes that state party committees and their chairs may solicit and direct non-federal funds to the PAC's non-contribution account as proposed. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft.
Thank you, Council.
Any questions?
Colleagues, any questions for the Office of General Counsel or for Requester's Counsel? Are there any motions? Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to Draft Advisory Opinion 2022-11, State Democracy Defenders PAC, I move approval of agenda document number 22-43-A, which is draft A.
Thank you, sir. Colleagues, any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you very much. Thank you, Council.
Thank you.
Next matter on our agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2022-15. We have, I believe Mr. Birkenstock for the requester and Ms. Selenkoff for the Office of General Counsel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, commissioners. Agenda document 2239A contains a draft response to an advisory opinion request by Harley Ruda for Congress and Harley Ruda. The requesters propose to reinstate loans Mr. Ruda made to his committee in 2018 that Mr. Ruda forgave and the committee converted to contributions from the candidate pursuant to 52 U.S. Code 30116J and 11 CFR 11611C2, provisions now invalidated by the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Federal Election Commission versus Ted Cruz for Senate. The draft concludes that requesters may reinstate the loans and repay them with committee funds currently on hand and contributions raised now to retire the reinstated debt. The draft also provides guidance on how to report the reinstated loans. The commission received two comments on the request and one comment on the draft. Thank you, and we're available for your questions.
Thank you, Councillor. Colleagues, any questions for Mr. Birkenstock or for our council? Are there any motions? Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to Draft Advisory Opinion 2022-15, Harley Ruda and Harley Ruda for Congress, I move approval of agenda document number 22-39-A, which is draft A.
Thank you, sir. Colleagues, Mr. Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just say that I didn't love the Cruz decision, but they're the Supreme Court and we're not. Constitutional decisions are retroactive. Once the Supreme Court says something is unconstitutional, it was magically always unconstitutional. So I think this is consistent with the only reasonable interpretation of that decision. So I will support the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner. I agree with everything you said except the word magical. Further discussion?
I don't believe in magic.
Not in this context. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
It was an aye.
The motion is passes 5-0 with myself, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Weintraub,
and Commissioner Broussard voting in favor and with the vice chair recused. Welcome, Mr. Birkenstock. It's nice to see you. Sorry for such a brief interaction.
Likewise. Thanks for your help.
Take care. The next matter is draft advisory opinion 2022-16. The DSCC and DNC, represented by a number of counsel. Ms. Lopez, will you be taking point this morning?
I will, with my colleague, Graham Wilson.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Oh, good morning. And we have Ms. Helmsley from the Office of General Counsel. Morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Good morning to you. Agenda document 2022-40-A is a draft response to an AO request in which the requesters, the DSCC and the DNC, asked whether they may retain and use contributions that were not timely deposited within the 10-day deadline by their contribution caging vendor. The draft concludes that the committees may retain and use the late deposited contributions because the delay in depositing them resulted from events that were outside of the committees and the vendors' control. The committees took prompt remedial action after discovering the untimely deposits, and there was no indication that the failure was intentional. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft. Thank you, and we're available for questions.
Thank you, counsel. Colleagues? Mr. Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is going to sound like an echo of what counsel just said, but there was one sentence that just missed the editing process before the draft went public. So I am going to suggest that at the appropriate time when we get to motions that we include in the answer the sentence, there was no indication that the failure was intentional. And I believe the best place to put that would be at the end of the paragraph on page 7, that ends on page 7, line 7.
Thank you, Commissioner. If there's any desire for questions or to discuss this, I'll pause. Otherwise, a motion along those lines would likely be in order. Mr. Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to draft advisory opinion request 2022-16 from the DSCC and the DNC, I move approval of agenda document 22-40-A, otherwise known as draft A, with the additional language just described.
Thank you, Commissioner. Discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, counsel. Please give our regards to our former colleague, Mr. Peterson.
Well, do. Thank you for the attention to this matter, Commissioners. We really appreciate it. Very helpful.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Colleagues, the next matter is Regulation 2022-03, a draft interim final rule concerning candidate loan repayment. Mr. Wensinger, welcome.
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Good
morning, sir.
Agenda document 2241A1 is a draft interim final rule to amend the Commission's regulations on candidate loan repayments in light of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in FEC versus Ted Cruz for Senate. In that case, the court held that the statutory provision implemented by the Commission's regulations was unconstitutional. The draft would remove the Commission's implementing regulations and make various technical edits to the regulations. We received no comments on the draft. I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Counselor. Colleagues? Commissioner Cooksey?
I don't have a question for the Policy Division, though thank you to the Policy Division for the presentation, and thank you, Mr. Chairman, for putting this item on the agenda. This IFR is substantively identical to the proposal that I put forth in May for our consideration, and I'm happy to support it today. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Any motions? Mr. Cooksey?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to Regulation 2022-03, Draft Interim Final Rule for Candidate Loan Repayment, I move approval of Agenda Document 22-41-A1.
Thank you. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you, Council. Thank you, my colleagues, Commissioner Cooksey and Commissioner Broussard, for their work on this as well. And let us move to Reg 2013-01, Technological Modernization, which is an ambitious title. Ms. Waldstreicher?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Of course.
Apologies for the delay. I didn't expect to be back up here quite so soon.
We aim for efficiency.
Agenda document 22-42-A1 contains a draft request for additional comment in Reg 2013-01, Technological Modernization. This rulemaking began in May 2013 with an advance notice of proposed rulemaking on whether the commission should revise its regulations to address electronic transactions and to eliminate or update references to outdated technologies. The commission received three substantive comments on the ANPRM. In November 2016, the commission published a notice of proposed rulemaking and received three comments on the NPRM. The draft before you would invite comments on any technological developments that may have occurred following publication of the NPRM, so that any rules adopted will reflect the most current understandings of new and emerging technologies and practices. In particular, the commission is interested in updating information regarding electronic payment processing, newer electronic payment technologies, and contributions made by prepaid cards. Thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I started this process in 2013 thinking it was going to be easy. Nothing is ever easy, but I really want to express my appreciation to the Regs Committee, the Chairman and Commissioner Broussard this year for making this a priority and giving it new life. And I am optimistic that we might actually get this done. So thank you, colleagues.
Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. You were here when this originated. But you've always been supportive of this. This is one that it might seem like housekeeping, but it's important to how we continue moving forward in campaign finance and in reporting, and to make it easier for our committees to be able to take advantage of the increases in the technological modernization that's occurred. I want to thank the chairman for his willingness to let me badger him quite a bit on moving this one forward, but working with him on the regs committee, I can see that this is a good start for the things that we are going to accomplish as a commission. So at the appropriate time, I will prepare to make a motion when you should call.
That's wonderful. Let me just note that this this is a draft for public comment, and that is a sincere request. This reflects bipartisan input on the questions we think we need answers to. It's not because we think we know better and are dotting I's and crossing T's. We honestly do want to hear from people with more relevant and recent experience in how these things work. So for the vast public that's watching this meeting, please do take the opportunity to inform our process. Mr. Broussard, I think you mentioned a potential motion.
Yes, thank you. In Reg 2013-03, Technological Modernization, request for additional comment, I move approval of agenda document number 22-42-A.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you all very much. I believe...
Mr. Chairman?
Madam Deputy Secretary.
I'm sorry. Commissioner Broussard, you moved 2242A. I think I didn't hear the one. I just want to make sure you add the A. It's an A1. I'm sorry.
A1?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any objection to having the record reflect that that was what we all voted on? Seeing none, outstanding. Madam Deputy Secretary, my personal thanks for your attention to detail as always. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters requiring the Commission's attention this morning?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Thank you. Then with thanks to our colleagues and for all the outside requesters, counsel for their appearances, we are adjourned.